But
thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Alrighty, let us move along. Rick, how may we help you? Thank you for waiting.
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. How may we help you, honey?
I'll take a reading.
Okay. And say your first name.
Rick.
And say it one more time.
Rick.
One moment, honey. Yeah. There's something that you're overcoming from a past occurrence. So I don't know if it's this lifetime or another lifetime. You want to make sure that you're on the up and up. So in other words, make sure all your dealings are fair, honest. There's something that you're clearing, and it's really good that you're clearing it. And not dishonesty, but as far as maybe not disclosing everything or something like that. So just be sure that you attend to holy principles or good ethics or something like that. There's something that you're finishing out and you're releasing from another lifetime. I don't feel like it's this lifetime, but there's something. And I don't feel like it originated from you, to be honest, at all. I feel like you got talked into it by a peer, by pressure or whatever. So this is something that you're just moving through, that you stay in honesty. And it's just sort of like checking it off, like a little checklist and on your way to higher frequency. So just put that under your hat. Okay, so let's see what else is there. And say your name again, please.
Rick.
And say it one more time.
Rick.
Yeah, it's like this whole message of spiritual maturity. How would I say this? You have an opening, and I feel like it's not like your heart's being tested, but you're getting ready for a promotion. So it's sort of like you're learning how to follow spirit. You're learning how to follow higher guidance. It's very, very good. So again, you're going to see like there are ways the world does things, and because the world, of course, is quite topsy-turvy, and the way that your higher self is suggesting. So your job is to follow your higher self. Even if it feels like you may lose in the immediate, spirit will compensate you. Spirit will make it up to you. So your job is to take the high road. I'll just leave it at that. All right, so that's like the first thing that just comes tumbling out. Let me see what else we would like to say. And say your name again, please.
Rick.
And say it one more time.
Rick.
Thank you. Having said all that, you're going to have opportunities. It's like they're blessings from heaven. So receive them. Receive them well. Don't question them. It's so funny. It's like you have things to learn, you have things to master, and then once you do, it's like you receive those sweet rewards. I don't know what it is, but you've earned it spiritually. I just really feel like you are really opening to your spiritual agenda. First you have things to master, and then you're getting spiritual reward. I don't know what it is, but you may actually feel bad. Like someone else is more deserving or whatever it is, you've earned it. You've earned it. So understand that. It's sort of like God knows your heart kind of thing. So you don't have to feel bad. You've done your spiritual work. All right, that's number two. There's a third thing. Say your name again, please.
Rick.
And say it one more time.
Rick?
Thank you. Oh, gosh. Rick, say it one more time, sweetheart.
Rick?
Thank you. I'm not getting that last thing. I'm going to say it this way. For whatever reason, I'm not getting it. And I feel like I need to work with you a little bit more. If you can email me, there is no additional cost for this, but can you give me 10 minutes of your time? I know you waited all this time in this group, and my apologies. But if you can give me 10 minutes, 15 minutes of your time, there's something else that wants to come through, and I'm not able to get it, and I just have to trust that. So there's no additional charge. Just email me, give me some days and times, and let me work with you individually, if that's okay. All right, sweetheart. And did you have a question, by the way, I can answer?
Well, I'm just having some medical issues right now, and I just want to know where that's headed.
Medical issues. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a healthcare practitioner. Yeah. I'm not a medical intuitive. That's what I wanted to say. But let me see what I can tell you. Say your name again.
Okay. Rick?
Maybe that's why they wanted to work with you separately. You have opportunity to, I'll say it this way. You affect the outcome. So as you open up to a positive outlook, and maybe that's why they're helping you with your spiritual karma or something. The first card I have is change of focus. So you have opportunity to move into higher frequency. When you do that, success and growth opportunity beckons. So all is good, but you do need to somehow face the sunshine. So maybe that's why I need to talk to you a little bit.
Like make changes or something like that?
Say that one more time.
Make changes somehow or?
Say your name one more time.
Rick?
I feel like they're gonna be guiding you to open your heart. There's something about opening your heart, something about opening to higher source that's going to support your ultimate healing. Let me just do final outcome card for you before you leave. Say your name one more time.
Rick.
Thank you. Opportunity to support your healing is what it feels like, and then the end result is super duper simple as that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Just email me.
Okay.
All right, much all right, love.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Hello, Miss Perry.
Oh,
yes.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, you still have sunlight. How are you doing that?
Well, it's about to rain, I think. Oops, sorry, there was a bug on my finger.
I am very impressed with your sunlight. All right, let's bring forth the message. Start and say your name again, please.
Perry.
And say it one more time. Be positive. Be positive. There's a good opportunity heading your way. I've got a picture. And normally it looks like roses, but when I see you, it's like one of those Thanksgiving table settings. And what I feel like is like things to be thankful for, things to be thankful for. And when I'm saying that, I've got energy flowing through me. So say your name one more time, honey.
Harry.
Prepare the placement, prepare the placement. You're being brought forth gifting. They're saying use it in good health. Use it in good health. I hope part of that message is for Rick also. interesting that it came after Rick. However, say your name one more time.
Harry.
Thank you. They're saying like field of dreams, like prepare it and they will come, you know, when he had to set up that whole baseball field kind of thing. You have opportunity. The energies just feel so beautiful for you. You have opportunity. I don't know that I have more to say. Let me see. And say your name one more time.
Harry.
Thank you. I feel like you have opportunity for study. I see you holding books. Now, this isn't like formal education. This is more studying with spirit. So I feel like something's coming through. I just see you with like these spiritual texts in hand. It's very good. But it's opportunity. So it requires a little dedication or a little like dedication or inner focus or slowing down. But really with like a lighthearted gesturing, the energies feel a lot. There we go, it's prosperity. The energies feel a lot to me like Stephen's energy when Stephen was learning how to stay in the light. It's the kind of thing where in dualism, subject-object, things look one way. But when you open to this higher circuitry, you open to those higher stations, it's sort of like in the midst of not so great, there's benevolence, there's beauty. I just see you walking with, like as if you just left the library, you know, like with these texts. Yeah, it's good. Like, I feel like it requires a little bit of dedication, but I do feel like you're supported by higher learning. And the energies feel very calming. The energy, I love those energies for you. The energies feel very calming. Yeah, it really does. It's sort of like having that peace, even though there's mayhem around you, but you know, you're in peace. I feel like peace is coming to you. I really do. There's a little bit of work to open up to it. But you're preparing. I see you with, you're still holding those books. But again, those books are like, oh, just imagine if Merlin had some books for you to study. That's what it looks like. Like these olden books. Beautiful, really. All right, my love, and your question?
Should I take that literally? Or should,
I feel like it's spirit. Yeah, I don't feel like just, it. I would not take it literally. It's more of receiving spirit's instruction.
I do have one question. And I don't know if you can help me with it or not. Mm-hmm. Can you check in on Hope, on my daughter? I haven't seen her in 2 weeks. And she's got finals and stuff, but, you know.
I love that name. So beautiful. All right, my love, say your name and her name.
Harry Hope.
I love that name. Say her name one more time, honey.
Hope.
Thank you. Is there a reason to have a concern about her?
Well, not really. She got the vaccine and she forged my signature to get it.
Yeah.
I found that, the paperwork in her car.
That kind of sounds like her. Like, to me, when I pull cards, I should get such good cards. I mean, it's like I'm not seeing a concern. So that's why I was asking what their concern is.
I could get concerned that she's, that my concern is that in her dealing, that she's not dealing with the grief of losing her brother and that she's overworking herself. And she's definitely distanced herself from me. And that just makes it emotionally difficult on me. But at the same time, I get it. I understand because we're going through all these changes and relationships and codependency and all that has to go out the window because we're moving into a complete new paradigm. I get it. But as you know, she's still legally my responsibility.
She seems okay according to the cards.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a problem. I don't see a problem here.
It's my lawyer brain at work. My mom brain. Okay. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
She's a tough little
Her soul is fine. That's all I need to know.
She's a tough little cookie.
Yeah, she is.
All right. See you. All right. Much love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Jenny Mac. Jenny Mac. Oh, there we go.
I'm cold, sorry.
Hi, that's okay. I was having fun.
I'm sorry.
I was having fun. I'm fine.
Can I have a message, please?
Of course. Nice to say hi.
Yeah. Same.
And say your first name.
Jennifer.
Love trumps all. Love trumps all. So they're showing me like if I was seasoning your steak or whatever. It's like sprinkle some love. Don't forget the power of magic. Don't forget the power. So you want to remember everything's energy. And they're saying to make sure that you sprinkle on love's endorsement. In other words, you're learning not to react with like that linear mind or the fear or whatever, and then you're learning to move into that magician paradigm. And when I see that, I'm with you. I don't know where we are, but you're holding the torch and you're ahead of me, and it's like, you know, I'll find the way. So let me explain this. It reminds me of Shelley's message where you're not taking everything so literally and more so remembering that I'm just getting sprinkled with fairy dust now. You want to remember the power of love. You want to remember the power of energy. It reminds me of those stories where they say, you know, the mom gave the child medicine and they thought the medicine's what cured the child, but it was really that the mother was sitting by the child's side, loving on the child, and that love really overtook the child and brought them into higher circuitry. And it was really the love that was the ultimate healer. So you're remembering your powers, you're remembering your positioning. It's such an important message too, because everything seems separate, because this world seems complete, meaning real, we really forget that our consciousness affects things, and our consciousness can bring things higher or can destabilize things, you know, that it can go either way. So they're reminding you to dream with merriment. They're reminding you to dream with the crystal persuasion, like with clear accuracy, so that everything has opportunity to grow, to it's just the way you would talk to a plant or whatever. You know, it makes sense with the plant, and then we forget that everything else is affected by that positive consideration as well. So there's something about you using your magic wand that is relevant at this time. Now, this is not to have concern like, oh, what is it? What is it? What am I forgetting to do? So it's not like there's a concern of lack, more so of a reminder of your possibility of increase. So that to use that good fortune kitty, to use that love's expression to bring things into higher reality. They're reminding me of, it's some double blind study where, how's it go? Teachers were pulled randomly at names out of a hat, and they were told that they were assigned the most brilliant, like the smartest kids. So they work with those kids. They thought they were the best teachers. They thought they were working with the best students. The students like top the charts on the test scores at the end of the year. So the teachers were brought in, and the teachers were like, well, of course, because we had, you know, it was so easy. So then they were told that, well, you weren't the best teachers after all. Not that you're not wonderful, but we just pulled you randomly. So then they said, well, it's because you gave us the best kids. Well, we pulled those kids randomly also. So the point is, because the teachers had the thought that they were the best teachers, that they had the smartest kids, like the test scores were significantly, significantly higher. So this is the power of intention, the power of belief, the power of love's administration. For whatever reason, they're just reminding you of your magical abilities. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. Again, it's not that there's some huge concern. It's more that you have the ability to up the ante. In other words, you have the ability to reach higher station, reach higher value. Almost like when you're cooking dinner. It's like, I want these ingredients, I want these ingredients. But all day long, I'm also cooking with love. I'm also using the ingredient with love. So they're going to help you, by the way. Say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Sort of like, just sort of tap you on the shoulder and remember, like, ooh, now's a really good time to use love. So just sort of support you in that regard. Okay, so any questions about that before I proceed?
I don't think so.
Okay. Again, it's not to overwhelm you, it's to inspire you. Okay, and say your name again.
Jennifer.
You've got Mother Mary helping you. It feels like a mothering exercise because you've got Mother Mary helping you. And this is all about offering love to all. Offering love to all. All right, let me see what else. I just have her here with you, helping you. And say your name again.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You can affect change more than you realize. You can influence things more than you realize. All right, that is the message I'm getting. And your question?
I mean, I think it has to do with Maitland, and I've definitely been noticing his behavior is worse as we, like, get into neurologist appointments and behavior specialist or speech therapist and all this stuff. And I can see it, but I'm like, at what point am I avoiding what's in front of me? And what point am I, like, creating that? I don't know. Like, I've just been creating a problem his whole life, and this isn't real. I made this up.
Okay, so when you say you're creating his problems, so the point of the message is not to suggest that you're, let me just say it this way. Everyone comes in with their own mission statement. So what you're, if you can remember that you're co-creating together, it's not that he's not coming in with his own agenda, just like any of your children are. It's that you're always working with the child or the spouse or the neighbor, whatever it is, and you're co-creating together. You're learning together. So I did not get from that you created any of this. This is what his soul requested. He's exactly who he's supposed to be.
And I guess the other part is I never wanted to go and get a diagnosis or any of that. And then I felt called to do it, and now I'm doing it. And I feel like things are worse because I'm like putting attention on it. And I think that's what they're saying. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Because I felt like I was doing things on my own and things were fine. And then I got pushed into doing this. And now that I'm doing it, things are worse.
When you say pushed into doing it, you felt like it was the time to do it.
It was like spirit led in my person.
All right, one moment. Though I do think she disappeared. That's interesting. All right, she'll return. All right, so I'm going to hold off on the answer to that until she returns. So we will jump to Lorraine in the meantime.
Hi there. Can I get a message?
Of course. Oh, is she returning? Hold on, Lorraine. That's okay. Okay, Lorraine, hold on a second. We're going to jump back to Jen just because she's back. Okay, so what I'm getting, let me just double confirm this before I say it to you. Jen, say your name one more time, honey.
Jennifer.
Okay. Say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Okay, so this is not for you to feel bad. This is not for you to feel like, oh gosh, what am I doing wrong now? It's not to do that. It's to inspire you to truest vision. He's reacting to your fear. He's reacting to your concern. So, you know when kids get hurt in the playground and they'll look at you to decide if they should be hurt or not. And unfortunately, I would have a worried face and my child would start crying. But if I look at them and it's like, it's okay, everything's fine, then they're like, oh, okay. I mean, they can have blood everywhere, but it's like, oh, okay, everything's going to be fine. So because he's so psychic is what it is. He's not consciously, but he feels the vibe. So this is, now I understand the power of love. Now I totally understand the message. So it's not like you've done any damage, like this is here to stay. It's just like a huge temporary thing. And it's just your nervousness. It's all it is. It's not like a long-term anything, but he's just responding to your fear.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. Am I supposed to like continue with this?
Well, you're supposed to not continue with the fear. So if you do it, see it as a positive adventure. It's like, well, this is going to help because, you know, this is your intention to do it. Then have it in a positive framework. So your thinking is, if I have a diagnosis, then I know what tools I can use to then address it, which is perfectly acceptable. So then you're seeing it as a positive. It kind of reminds me, I used to go to a medical doctor in the old days to get the diagnosis, not to get his treatment, but to get his diagnosis, and then I would heal it naturally. So in essence, that's what you're doing. So the more that you can kind of spin it, we were talking about spinning stories with somebody. Oh, Stephen, I think. So the more you can spin it in a positive manner, like I'm doing this so it can help me to better assess his needs, whether I follow their program or not, you know, that you're being led to do it for that reason, then the more that you can see it as this is something helpful, then his fear will be allayed. So let's do final outcome on him now and say your name and his name one more time.
Jennifer Maitland.
Okay. And then I have a story for you. Yeah, that's all. So here's my story, true story. When I used to take my little son to nursery school, he would cry when he walked in. It was like pre-nursery school. I was taking him to get him in another school, long story. Anyway, he would cry, separation anxiety. Because I had anxiety. When my husband would take him into the preschool setting, the kid was fine. So the teacher very kindly pointed out that little phenomena that was going on because he was reacting to my fear. And my spouse did not have any fear, so he didn't have to have any fear. You see that?
Yeah.
True story, unfortunately. True story.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I always got a story like that. Okay, Miss Lorraine, thanks for waiting.
Hey there.
Hi, honey. How may we help?
Can I get a message, please?
Sure. I have never seen you inside before. That's so funny.
That's funny.
Oh, it is funny. You have no idea how many cars I visit people in. I see everyone's car because they don't want people to hear what I have to say sometimes. That's so funny. All right, my love, say your first name.
Lorraine.
And say it one more time.
Lorraine.
Let the rainstorm be over. Let the rainstorm be over. It just reminds me of someone with PTSD. It's like you're just assuming when's the next shoe gonna drop, or, you know, I just need to keep holding my breath because this is wartime and it's just gonna go on forever. The more you can assume all things are possible, all things are good, all things are rosy, put on a pair of rose glasses, like you're wearing that beautiful rose top. Get an accessory, get some rose glasses to match your top. Open up to joy, open up to prosperity. You learned your lessons, you did your time. You did your time, no more suffering. No more suffering. I need to hear your message. Oh my gosh. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Lorraine.
Oh gosh. I literally have, was it Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire? I forget who. Singing in the Rain. Whoever was singing in the rain is dancing while I'm telling you this little story, because so it's raining. We can have fun. We can splatter. We can have like an iconic, you know, dance number. Opportunity beckons. Open up to the good. Open up to the re-good. It's almost like I literally have two people dating, like a first date, and they're going on and on and on about all the things that went wrong in their prior marriage. It's like, that's in the past. It's in the past. Open up to the pretty woman in front of you. So this is about, it's looking good, kid. So you deserve a new ride. You deserve a new memo, a new promotion, and a new engagement. So it's like you weather the storm, open up to the sunshine. So this is your perception. This is your preview. So you want to remember, finishing after Jenny's message, what we focus on perseveres. So if we focus on the problem, if we focus on this is hard, they're trying to help you build your stamina, like sacral chakra. Just imagine you've got four sacral chakra wheels guiding you into paradise. Say your name again.
Lorraine.
Be happy. It's well deserved. It's time. It has been a long haul. I know, I can feel it. Be happy. Look forward to happiness. Healing begins. See everything in the positive, rose-colored glasses. I'm sure you can order them cheap for $2 on eBay. I'm teasing. See everything in the positive. See everything is half full. You're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to insist on it because it's just been so hard for so long. You're going to have to like stick that landing and like re-identify things, like watch your mind. And if you're not seeing it as half full, retrain your mind. It's sort of like, and have fun with it. Let's try that again. Let's try that again. It's raining, but boy, I have the prettiest umbrella I just bought and I was waiting to use it. So this is actually good. Like couch everything in the positive. All right, let's do final outcome. See how you do with that. Say your name again.
Lorraine.
Enjoy your new tomorrow. Enjoy your new cycle. You're walking into a new cycle. Leave the past behind. Do not go on a date and talk about all the pressures of your old relationship. I just keep saying that dating couple has not left. Material harvest. Material harvest. Good is coming. Enjoy it. You deserve it. That is your message. And did you have a question?
So I started a new job 5 weeks ago, and I've been going through the motions of like heartburn and stomach pain, and like there's a lot of hypervigilance. I think it's that PTSD, but it's starting to taper because now I know my surroundings. And now that, you know, that is away, that PTSD like feeling, now I have these thoughts that just like the thought coming in from my former boyfriend, who you'd mentioned before that he was teaching me a lesson or something. And I reached out to him last week. He never responded to me. But I don't know if that's why these flooded memories are coming in. But I don't know how to be with all that because it's kind of overwhelming me. And it's like almost making me want to call him, but I know I shouldn't because I already texted him. He didn't respond. I don't want to bug him. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. So my apologies, but I just work with a lot of people all week long. So this boyfriend you're discussing, is this the old relationship or is this a new relationship?
No, this is an old one from, it's an old one. We I haven't had a relationship with anyone for a while, but we've been friends.
You've been friends. Okay. Say your name and their name, please.
Lorraine Andrew.
I get the moving on card. Moving on. Moving on. I feel like you have, I just feel like they're waiting for you. It's sort of like, keep going, keep going. What I'm looking at is, imagine having different scenes. So here's the scene and we're done. And here's, I have this cute little elf or something like that, that's like guiding you to your new tomorrow, to your new direction. And he's like waiting on you and he's tapping his foot. And you're still over here in this old scene. And he's like, we got good stuff over here if you're interested. But he's still waiting for you. He's still waiting for you to arrive. So your job is to walk forward. Yes, ma'am?
So how do I do, like, what do I do with all the thoughts that just flood in? Like these memories that just come in that, what am I supposed to do with them? Or how do I react to them
and
so
say,
that they can, like,
okay.
Lorraine?
Okay, I'm so sorry. Say it one more time.
Lorraine?
Okay, so if you like thank him from a higher space, thank him for all the lessons learned, thank him for the good journey, everything that you learned, everything you experienced, the good stuff, the stuff that wasn't good, but there were lessons to be learned, and just imagine like it's finished, it's complete, and it goes into like a little treasure chest. Like it just fits into this cute little suitcase. And you could even like have pretty decoration around it, but it's all going into this little box and it closes, complete, done. And just imagine, like it's you're not gonna forget, it's part of your history, but it goes in its proper placement, wherever you wanna place it. And then, say your name one more time, please. Say it one more time.
Lorraine.
You then build up your imagination of looking forward to your new tomorrow. So you can imagine this little elf showing you to your new station, opening up to the possibilities of new arrivals. So the focus is what's coming, what's happening in now. So any kind of what it is is closure. So it doesn't mean that you may or may not hear from him. It's just that you're putting it in its proper placement so that you can open up to your new adventure. So I don't know the details why he hasn't responded, but I know energetically your higher self actually supports this. So it's less on the past, more on what's coming. Because good is coming, by the way. Waiting for you. All right, let me do a card about your future. Say your name again, please.
Lorraine.
Thank you. Say it one more time.
Lorraine.
I totally got it now. You have to agree upon it. See, that's the sit. It's like you got good stuff coming, but you're not calling it to you because you're still looking backwards. Do you see what I'm saying? So the first card I got is discontent and boredom. I'm not interested in the future because I'm still busy with the past here. So the future's like, well, we'll just have to wait. You know, it's almost like an airplane circling round and round that they won't let them land. Your opportunity is triumphant success, happiness, very, very happy.
Yeah.
But you have to be available for it.
Okay.
So you call this fourth because it's like a division. I understand. I mean, I've had, on a personal level, I totally get what you're talking about. And totally not fun. So this is, you're setting yourself up for new advantage. It's like, thank you so much for all the discoveries, all the good, all the lessons, and putting it in, nice little box, closing it, thanking it, and getting ready. Final outcome, say it one more time.
Is there like a key to that? Because I've done so many of those thank yous and so many of like moving on. Is there like a key component that I'm just missing in all of this?
I thought you wanted to know if there was a key that you could lock it closed so I can't open it again. When you were like, is there a key? And I'm like, you can put a key on there if you want. It's so funny to me. Oh my gosh. Made me laugh. All right, my love. Say your name one more time.
Lorraine.
You're learning how to trust your higher self. The card I have for you is third eye chakra. But what I got for you was you're learning how to trust your higher self. So it's the ego that is attached to things. It's the ego that, well, I don't want to give this up because I don't know if I'll ever have anything as good. So I'm holding on, even if I don't physically have it, I'll just keep it in my mind's memory. Because you don't trust that anything else good could possibly arrive. So what you're learning, and this is why it's your spiritual opportunity, because you're learning to be invested in trust in your higher presence, not in the linear, I got to grab onto things because I believe in scarcity. What you're learning to do is to allow love's abundance. You so deserve it. I understand on a personal level. Oh, don't even ask. We'll go out to tea sometimes and I'll tell you. Don't even ask. You deserve it. You deserve it. You've done your spiritual work. You deserve good. It's time. That's another part of it, is you're so used to suffering, you don't even see suffering to be a problem. Like, when I tune into you, you have so normalized suffering. Well, if I stay obsessed, what's the problem with that? Because life's been so hard anyway, so isn't that supposed to continue? Like, it hasn't even dawned on you that there's another possibility.
Yeah.
But it does now. All right, lady, final outcome. Say your name again.
Lorraine.
You so deserve this. Say it one more time.
Lorraine.
Sit on your spiritual practices. Whatever your practices are, really invest in them now. I know you don't have a lot of time because you're working again. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. It has to do with your self-identity. It has to do with your self-identity. Your identity is not that old relationship. Your identity is your higher awareness. It could be 1 minute, it could be chanting in the car on the way to the work, but this is really about your own self-perception. The card I have's favorite card of the evening, Solitude. This is, she knows what she's doing. She's guided by higher dimensional realities. She's got her sacred text. She's got it going on. This is final outcome. Material and spiritual prosperity.
Wow.
You nail it. You nail it. Yeah. No more wartime. No more wartime.
Thank you.
All right. Mwah. Thank you. You're so welcome, you. Honey. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true prosperity. Yes! It's the first time I've ever said that. Yes, I know my dog's even excited. Are you done? All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining, participating, and so much love to all. So much love, so many blessings. Enjoy the prosperity and the upliftment through all of the astrological energies that we've been experiencing. Much love, everyone. We'll be back Sunday. Yes, Sunday at 1:30.